Okay. The sheet I gave out has a Reb Zilberstein Shaila. It's really a variation. The original story is a Nabi Yehuda story, which is much easier for the Shabbos table. The Nabi Yehuda story is about somebody who went with a wagon driver on a trip to a distant town, and the passenger was taking money with him. The wagon driver had a shipment of wine that he was bringing to the next town. So the fellow with the cash said, "What am I going to do with the money overnight? I'm going to be in the inn. Someone's going to steal the money." So the wagon driver suggested he hide it by throwing it into the barrels of wine, and no one will think for looking money in the barrels of wine. And kachava, and they get to town. They sleep over. They get to town. The money's not in the wine. So the owner of the money says, "Look, who knew that the money's in the wine? Only the wagon driver. He accused them of stealing it." And the wagon driver says, "I know nothing about it. I just, I'm in the inn. Somebody must have taken it." And they came to the Nadi Yehuda. This is printed in the biography of the Nadi Yehuda. And they came to the Nadi Yehuda. So Nadi Yehuda said to the wagon driver that if you didn't take the money, someone else took the money, in which case all the wine is the Ayin Nesach, because obviously a guy stuck his hand in looking for money. So all the wine is the Ayin Nesach. The story ends, of course, that he broke down, he lied, he gave him back the money, and the wine was kosher, and the money was kosher, and everyone lived happily ever after. So that's the way the story is brought, and it shows the Chachmah of the Nadi Yehuda. When a Lamdan learns it, he wonders if it's Shavi Anavshi Chatichid Isura, when the owner of the wine said, "I didn't do it," whether there's a Shaila of Shavi Anavshi or not. So, Shavi Anavshi is when you say something, you have to live up to it. All right, so if you have a good excuse in a Masla, it works. So that's a story. It was a good excuse. I'm a Ganev, that's why I did it. So that's story number one in the Nadi Yehuda, in the biographies of the Nadi Yehuda. Zilberstein has a variation of it in which he says is a story of Dionysus and Eipschitz, where apparently the story is different, that again you have somebody with wine and someone with money, and when they get to town the money is not in the wagon, and he accused the wagon driver of stealing it. The wagon driver said he didn't steal it. So at the Din Torah, somehow Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz understood that the money, where did the wagon driver, if he stole the money, where would he have hidden it? He's driving a wagon. So he understood if the wagon driver would have stolen it, he would have put it in the wine. So Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz, as a boy, he said, check in the wine. And if the money is there, not only does the good guy get his money back, but the bad guy, all his wine is treif, because he says that a guy threw the... He says, "I didn't steal it." So obviously a guy took the money and threw it in. So they looked at the wine, they found the money. So the taina was, well, the money belongs to the owner of the money. And what's the din of the wine? The wine should be also bahanah, because if the wagon driver didn't do it, somebody else did it. So here again, the wagon driver broke down and said, you're right, I'm the ganiv, and the wine is mutter. So that's the story. The wagon driver is always the bad guy in all of the stories. The Bala Gola in Europe was like the butler in all the mystery stories. He's always the guilty. Someone told me he was in Eretz Yisrael. They went from the airport to yeshiva. They went in a sherut. So he didn't know Hebrew. He wanted to talk to the driver, so he called him Bala Gola. Bala Gola. So the driver didn't like that. In Israel, you're in the Hag. So he ignored it. He said, "Bala Gola, Bala Gola." So finally, the wagon driver tells him in Hebrew. He said, "I'm in the Hag, not a Bala Gola. By a Bala Gola, there are horses in the front. By Nahag, the horses are in the back." But anyway, the Lumdis here that I want to mention is really the last two paragraphs. He talks about a very cholistic shaila on this whole parak. And it's a shaila if by yayin nesach, and I say yayin nesach, I don't mean wine that was, if wine is actually poured in front of an avodah zarah, that's vaday Isurei Bezrayu Davayda Zara. We're talking about the gezeira we have on Stam Agoyz Yayin. How chomer is it? The shayla is, do we say Safik Rabbanu Lakula on Stam Yayinam? It's a drabanan. Lamaisa, we don't know even put it in front of Avayda Zara. Maybe it's Stam Yayinam. What do we say? No, it's Avayda Zara. Avayda Zara is chomer ad ma'id. And we're machmer on the sveikus. That's the question. So Reb Zilberstein brings here a shach and a ramah who say safik drabanan lakula by yayinesach, and that's how the piece, it ends with the words of Tzartian. So I want to tell you that in Hilchis yayinesach, this is one of the most difficult topics. There are extreme shittas in both directions. The shittas hagra in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Tesayin and Yud Zayin, is that Yayin Stam Yainam is Yaharik Val Yavar. Even though it's a drabanan, it has a din of Abizrayo Davay Dezara, and it's Yaharik Val Yavar. If someone's refuah is to drink Stam Yainam, so he's not allowed to drink it. It's not only Mohammed, every drabanan, every daraisa except for Avay Dezara, Giroshi Osdam, is not Yaharik Val Yavar. But Akedekach, they made it, they made Stam Yainam with the Chaymer of Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, and it's even Yoharik Val Yavar. That's Shita Sagra. The Ramah there is Mekel. The Gra's argue with the Ramah. It seems the Shach and the Ramah are Mekel. It seems the Arai is that the Gedolei Svarad were more Machmir on Sveikis. There are a few cases in Shulchan Aruch where you have Sveikis and the Machaber is Machmir. One is right in the beginning of Hilchis Yayinesach, Simun Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Yotes. It's a Shaila Me'en of something we once discussed, where a guy has a barrel of grapes that are just sitting and oozing out their grape juice. So we had discussed that when you have grapes and the grape juice is coming out, it doesn't have a din yayin until I'm shachar, until you start running out, until you start removing the grape juice. We pasken, if you remove some grape juice, the whole thing becomes aser. Right? We talk about the truck, if the driver opens the spout and takes out some grape juice, it can make the whole truckload have a din of yayin esef. So here you have a gigas malaya grapes. It's a safik if the guy did anything. And the mechaber there, Kufchav Gimel, is machmir by sveikis. He says to be machmir mesafik. So there are chalukei deis whether you're machmir or mekel. Now, I'd like to just discuss the case here on our amid. In our amid, we have a case, we have a barrel of wine, and it cracks la'orkai. It cracks smack down the middle. And a guy grabs the barrel, gives it a beer hug, holds it together, so the wine doesn't run out, so you could save the wine. So the question is, if as he's hugging it, he's meshachshech, he shakes the barrel, whether you have to be machmir. So the Gemara says, Shariye Rafram Bar Papa. So Rav Bar Papa said that it's mutter. Certainly mutter bar. No, that menach chayshish, when he hugged the barrel, that he was menasach. 2 weeks ago, this was Rafram Bar Papa. His father, Rav Papa, had a case on the bottom lines of Nuntes Amid Beis, almost the same case. There was a faucet in the bottom of a barrel, and the faucet fell out, and the wine's running out. And the guy stuck in his finger to plug up the hole. The guy stuck in his finger to plug up the hole. And there it says it's Aser. Well, all the wine above it is Aser. But touching the wine, Aser, is only if you're Mishasher. Remember, the guy stuck his hand in, you grabbed the hand, he's not Mishasher, he's not Aser. But it's only if he wiggles it and he's mishachshech. And if he grabs it, he's grabbing the barrel like this, he's mishachshech. The Raven has to catch it, the Rosh has to catch it. I'm sorry. In one place, it sounds like Sveika Yatayla Lakula, in one place, the Chumra. So the Rishayim argue about it here in the Rosh. The Rosh says a klal, and it seems the Shachter Ramah, the Gedolei Ashkenaz, except for the Gra, hold this way, that by Yayin Nesach, when you could be Taylor, you Taylor. Talinan. Because you don't say that if he gave it a hug, that he was Menasach. And even in the case with sticking in the finger, the Rush talks about how to answer the question. But notwithstanding, He says that whenever you could be toilet talinan. In the Mishnah, you have a case, there's a bee on the wine, and the guy takes a stick and swats away the bee. So we don't say it's aser. We don't say it's aser. So the hittus of a kara. So amri yimacher. We don't say. We don't give it a full din of yayin nesef. My point is that the achaluke deis on how to deal with sveikus. When we learned hilchus yayin nesef, we came up with this pshara in the paiskim. Not that it's our pshara, but it seems in the paiskim like this. That bizman hazeh with the goyim are not such idei avodah zarah. The paiskim are teila lahakol. Whenever you could explain something that it wasn't done with teila lahakol. Whatever is a gezeira bizman chazal that they were geyser already, they made a gezeira that we're machmir. Once they made a gezeira, we're machmir. We're not teila lahakol. In other words, the din of the gemara is lahachmir misafik, and the lamaisa were more makel than zman hagemara. Throughout this vesefta, there are cases on chavtesam and beis. Taisus brings that Rabbeinu Meshulam, one of the Bali Taisus, was makel on wine vinegar, and Rabbeinu Tam was got angry at him. He said, "Are we bekiyim when it turns from wine to vinegar? Maybe it still has a din wine. Also, it's a safik." And Rabbeinu Meshulam was Mekel, Rabbeinu Tam was Machmir. It seems from the Paiskim that we make a distinction between Zman Chazal. In that day, the wine, the Goyim were much more into being Menasach, and Bizman Hazeh. And one of the rayas to this is getting back to the Yehoram Valyavar case, is the language of the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam, as you know, lived in Vilna. And the Gra was in Vilna, and the Chachmas Adam always takes the Gra into account. An interesting thing, in Chaye Adam, he quotes the Gra, even when he argues with him. In Chaye Adam, he quotes the Gra, and he says, "Rav Paiskim don't hold like it." In Chachmas Adam, he never quotes the Gra, certainly never when he doesn't paskin like him. What changed? In the Agdama, the Chachmas Adam, he writes that when he published Chaye Adam, there was a tumult, there was politics in town. Who's he? The Chaye Adam. He quotes the Gra and he argues with him, Machutzpah. There's politics over it. So the Chaye Adam writes that it's borrowed to me that in the Olam HaEmes, the Gra is happy if I quote him, even if I say the place can disagree. But I want my Svarim to be Mekubal, so I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to quote him. And when the Graal asked me why I didn't bring them down, I'll blame you. That's what he writes in the Agdama. I'll blame you, you'll have to forever. So here, the Graal says, Yehoram Valyavar, the Ramah Chachmas Adam's Lashon is, Yayin Nesech Bizman Hazeh Mutal Ishtaisai B'mokim Pekuach Nefashis. He says, Bizman Hazeh. This is the point I'm making. That it seems Me'ikra Dedina he'd be Maida. Then in the Gemara we find Yayin Nesef is treated with the Chaymer of Avodah Zarah. It says, Yayin Nesef b'zman hazeh mutal shtaisi b'mokim pekuach nefesh. Then he says, interestingly, ach, if a chayla writes to lahachmer al atzmai, if the chayla wants to be machmir, v'locha shadasa rivash, the gross quoting rivash, the sphere lay stam yeinam hu b'chav is right by the Zarah, sarachin mutal ha'atoisei v'loim aloishu yayin kashu. So the tzarachin, it's worthy of its own discussion. What's a shaila? Should I fool him and tell him it's yayin kasher to save his life? But anyway, that's my point. My point I want to make is that there are extreme shitas in the chaymer of the sugyas of yayin nesef that we're learning. You heard vayavar on one side, the apayskim holds svek sveka is aser by yayin nesef. They treat it like mamish, like the chaymer of avodah zarah. On the other hand, what Rav Zilberstein is bringing, the Shach and the Ramah, are mekel even b'chad sveika by Yayin Nesef. So, achalu kedeis, and like I said, it seems that it depends in the diaries where an issa was made, that's what it's talian. Okay, I want to thank everyone for sticking with it. We have 2 more weeks till our summer break. Someone proposed a Wednesday night summer mishmer. 10 o'clock Maariv followed by a Seder. So you don't have to pre-register, but we hope next 2 weeks, why Wednesday? Because people are away for Thursday. Okay.